We're doing Chafetz Chaim, the laws of Lashon Hara, the biblical prohibition of speaking negative things about other people. And we had discussed last night that there are times when you have supporting evidence. And under such circumstance, there can be situations, as we discussed yesterday, where there's no room to view the person favorably. You have the supporting evidence, and then it might be that it's permissible to believe the negative remarks that we hear, if we have, as we said, supportive evidence. So we're continuing with more details of that halacha on page Kuf Nun Chet. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'davka imem nikarim mamash." That's only so if it's really evidence that is discernible. Dehainu shem magiot li'inyan ha'sipur. It has to be directly supportive of the story you heard. So that's number one. Very often we hear circumstantial evidence. We hear things that are a little bit indicative of the truth of the story, but they're not really supportive evidence. It's an indicator. You know, I saw the guy running after the store. I saw him running out of the store, so that means he shoplifted. That's not a proof. It has to be that the person who's telling you the story witnessed it themselves. Very often he says, I heard that he was seen shoplifting. No. So you heard. That doesn't make it believable. You need that the teller of the story is giving you evidence and that he witnessed it himself. But if it's distant, it's something that's circumstantial evidence. It seems supportive. Or else the person telling over the story didn't witness it themselves. He heard it from other people. So then we don't consider his story to be more believable if he's lacking one of these two details. If the evidence is not directly supportive, or the person who's telling it over did not witness it themselves. I once got a phone call. They told me so-and-so was seen choking someone else. I said, "You saw it?" "Yeah, I saw it." I said, "Did you see how the fight began?" He said, "No." I said, "So maybe he was acting in self-defense. How do you know he was the aggressor?" You know, the fact that you saw him in a certain, you know, holding the other guy in a headlock, maybe he was defending himself. You don't know that he did anything wrong. You really don't know. So you saw something that's not supportive evidence. You saw a very small segment of the story. How do you know who's the aggressor? So when someone tells a story, we have to verify. Did they witness it themselves? Do they have supportive evidence? Is there a reason that we should really believe the story? And he isn't even touching on the question of why is he telling me this? Why is the person telling you this story? Why is it relevant for me to know this? Our assumption is it's relevant to you because you're going to hire the person. You have a reason why that information is relevant to you. But that's, so today we learned another two details that are important. A, did the person witness it himself? And B, is the evidence really directly supportive?